tonight with call order. Everybody please stand and pledge allegiance.
I'll start.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
I'll start. Your name?
Oh, Carol Peck.
Chris Darling.
Allison Bonanno.
Anybody, is there a planner here tonight?
No, I'm not going to get a planner.
For a while?
Yeah. There's spread going today, so.
Ready?
Certain meetings aren't going together.
Are you our planner? Possibly?
No.
Alrighty.
Only if we can.
We're on our own. Yeah. Public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board slash council about items within the jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait to the comments by general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name, please. For the record, if any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, it will be done by the chair or a majority vote. Can I get an approval of the minutes for June 28th?
I move we approve the minutes for June 28th.
Okay.
Yes.
Say aye.
Aye.
All right, there we go. Minutes approved. Okay, approval for tonight's minutes. Tonight's minutes, I see we have 3 items for this, and we'll just hear them all at once. And so that is for this evening. Can I get a motion on that?
I move that we combine all 3 issues.
There we go. Okay, perfect. Any updates from the commissioners? No updates. Seeing no updates. Let's get into the first one. I'll just read all 3 of them, and then if the applicant can stand up after that. NZC-22-0331 Roaring Twenties LLC zone change to reclassify 5.1 acres from an RE Rural States residential zone to an R1 single family residential zone. Waiver development standards of the following: combination of wall height, off-site improvements, street intersection offset, design review of the following single family residential of and finish grade. Generally located on the south side of Centennial Parkway, approximately 320 feet west of Campbell within Lone Mountain. Second one, VS-22-0332 Roaring Twenties LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest of Clark County located between Centennial Parkway and Regina Avenue and between Doppel Gray and Campbell Road within Lone Mountain. And next one is TM-22500110 Roaring Twenties tentative map consisting of 16 single-family residential lots and common lots on 5.1 acres in R1 zone, generally located in the south side of Centennial, approximately 320 feet west. Up there. Oh, there you go.
Good evening. John Sullivan, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, on behalf of the applicant. As mentioned, we have 5.1 acres on the southwest corner of Centennial and Dapple Gray, currently zoned RE and master plan public use, that we're looking to put a R1 16 home development on, which is very much in line, I hope my voice is loud enough without, very much in line with a 16 and 18 unit cul-de-sacs that have been put on just down the street from us here. And in between us and just the other side of the church from us. So with that, it's a non-conforming zone change from RA to R1, 16 lot development, which is a 3.17 lots per acre. The lot sizes will range from 8780 upward, and the home sizes that are planned on there will be, under the roof will be from 2904 to 3769, and a little bit smaller, with regard to the actual square footage of the interior home. Price points will be in the upper 600s, all single story homes, and the access will only be the development on Centennial. Is it easier to see it this way?
Yeah, it's fine. I just so everybody can see it.
Okay. as you can see, the project opens up onto Centennial. There's a waiver of offsites on Regina to maintain rural standards on the backside of the property. There's a waiver for a street intersection. The project itself, between Dapple Gray and the entrance, creates 117 feet where 125 is required, and a waiver of increased wall height up to 15 feet where 9 feet is required. That was one of the questions that came up at a neighborhood meeting again, so I just want to point out where. So I know the hopefully everyone can see it, and it's turned the right way. This is Centennial here. This is Regina, as opposed to shrinking it down. So it's these lots, 15 and 16, that actually have the highest of it. From west to east on the property, it drops about 8 feet, and that's created in just that distance, and that's what's really creating. You can stair step down and not create much problem from the west, but from the west side of the property. But here you end up with the highest of that. It continues to reduce. I think a lot of the questions came from people that live on this side of Regina. And when you're at this corner, we wouldn't even need a waiver. It would be under the 3-foot requirement for a retaining wall that's acceptable. And then somewhere, as you get to about here, it increases. And right around the corner, as you hit, it's about 5.5 feet. And you're able to get rid of a lot of that retaining wall because the landscape buffer in there, you can make adjustments and reduce, as well as the slope height difference. But I know that was a question that my colleague had at the neighborhood meeting, so I wanted to make sure that that was clear as far as location. And then a design roof review for increased grade, 8 feet where 3 feet is permitted. The same discussion there, right?
Yep.
The change. So the other question that came up at neighborhood meeting that I'm going to address is, it might be easiest with this, but there was a question about how the property itself, how sewer was going to work for the property. And would it come from Centennial? Because Centennial is higher than Regina. How would you deal with these lower lots? So it's actually, the connect is over here at Centennial and Campbell. And Centennial and Campbell is about another 10 foot lower than the property. So we're able to grade up to the entrance of the property and down and still maintain the necessary slope. So it creates, it's a little deeper. I think it's 8 feet or 10 feet in Centennial. We'll probably be at about 15 feet deep at the entrance of the property by creating the proper slope, but it's all done and approved as far as the slope of the sewer. But I know that was the other big question of the neighbors.
Sure.
And I can go through the cross sections if anybody has specific questions about that. And then otherwise, just showing it's a terrific looking single story product.
Nice. Okay. Any other questions for the board?
Not really.
So, just so I understand, so why are you asking for the increase from 15 to 9 foot? Simply because you're raising the total?
No, it's.
It's just in the one section?
It happens all over. Is it okay to approach? And
please.
The neighbors won't be able to see this easily. But so this is a cross section that shows you, let me turn it the right way, shows you lot 1 and lot 16.
Okay.
This is the entrance off of Centennial.
Yeah.
And so you see how the grade goes?
Yes.
That creates, so from west to east, you have this tremendous drop. Where here you're at 2598, you're going all the way down to 2586. I mean, it's a huge difference. So that creates on the eastern the need for the retaining wall. So we're leveling off, we're getting the same height as the church to the west of us, and being able not to have any decrease there, having any retaining wall on that side, and then retaining against the BLM property that's here to the east. So it's a natural slope, and Lone Mountain has it all over the place. That's
right.
Creating the need for the retaining wall.
So, but in order to, is it possible to step down?
There's only two lots on the street when you're going that direction, right? So.
No, I understand, because I drove by there, and I was standing by the church looking east, and I thought to myself, well, that's quite some height there. I mean, I don't know, again, I'm not a developer, but to stand and see just level right across there, I couldn't even see the neighborhood below it. There would be.
So you'll see there's a slight step down. So it's a foot, I mean, which is pretty significant when you're looking, as you're trying to create a level road in between. And then you can see the height of this pad and then see how it steps down to lot 16.
And you wouldn't step down more than a foot?
It would look dramatic.
Okay.
And then you'd be dealing with flooding into the property from the street, et cetera.
Okay.
So from a design standpoint, it wouldn't really make any sense.
Okay.
And that's the same, even where you can see the multiple steps that you can do on this end, they're all a foot or less than a foot, each of those steps.
Okay.
Between the property.
That's going north and south.
That's the north-south.
Yes.
So as you would go from Centennial
to
Regina.
South, to yeah. Regina, correct.
Did that
no,
answer
I'm
your
sorry.
Question?
Mm-hmm. So question, you said there's multiple developments in the area with 16 to 18 per. Are they in the county or in the city?
Both of those are in the city.
Okay. All right. Anybody else on the board? No? All right. I'm going to open it up to the public. So if you please come up one at a time, state your name, address, spell your last name, and we're going to keep them to 3 minutes. And first person wants to come up, come on up. There we go.
Good evening, board members. Joseph Calhoun, 6170 Kingsburg Court, for the record, here on behalf of my wife, Corey, and myself. You know, a lot of the folks in this neighborhood, and you kind of pointed out that, you know, we're not comparing apples to apples. We're talking about places that are inside the city limits of Las Vegas. We made choices to live in this rural preservation area, this rural estates area. These were maintained and put into the zoning record for a reason, for us to maintain that lifestyle, that type of zoning, for us to enjoy those types of houses, that type of land layout. And I see no reason whatsoever. I mean, this is about a developer's bottom line, and for us, this is about maintaining the type of properties and the values that we have for our area. And so we strongly ask that you turn this zoning change down.
Thank you.
Lifestyle. And as of the last meeting, I had expressed that I feel like these builders are coming in and it's like moving into an HOA community, and then once you get there, you want all the rules to change. We are this type of community. That's how we want to stay. As you said, it's in the county limits. It's not in the city limits. Give us what we want. It's getting out of control, the building, the traffic. And these aren't even custom homes. That's tract housing. They're popped up everywhere. They're not benefiting us. They're not doing anything for our communities. We could go into the overcrowding with our schools and all of that, but let's just stick to the rural community and keep our community the way that it is, half acres and larger. They obviously have the money and they can make the changes to meet our standards that we're currently living. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Christian Salmon at 9060 West Washburn Road. And I basically am saying the same thing that the other last two speakers said. And I'm looking here at the paperwork for item number one, zoning and planning and zoning. It says waivers of development standards. And I think that's what we're getting at, is there are standards for a reason. And as I talk to neighbors, when this subject comes up about our neighborhood, they always are disappointed on how it changes. These things are constantly vacated, even though there is a standard in place. And at what point do we say no, or do we just let it become like every other area in Vegas? Nothing against this gentleman, but they bought this land when they knew that these standards were in place, and now they want to change it, but now we are supposed to say that's okay and you know, just acquiesce and say, yeah, go ahead and change everything on us now. They could have bought the land somewhere else. I understand they have some investment in that, but that was their business decision, and I think at this point it's only prudent for the neighbors that are disappointed constantly with this constant change, where we're loaded with 16 properties. I mean, this should be a maximum of 10 on a, you know, a half acre each. So that's, if this, we get these postcards all the time, and everybody's, I can just say the people I talk to are just disappointed. So please, we ask you to deny it. And in the future, the same thing is, we love this place and we love to keep it this way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I live directly behind that. I live on the corner.
I'm sorry, your name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry. Denise Brooks, 6285 with Springbrook Court. I live, I'll be living on the other side of the, right on the other side of Regina behind that. And I understand, because I've had to go through these many times, zoning changes, and I know that they're gonna go in. I know that, you know, and I don't mind the wall, and I don't mind what they're gonna do to improve that area. I just feel like there's too many houses in there. That's the reason why we live here. We live here for that reason, and it's been changing, and I understand that the other properties that he's mentioned down the street of Regina, those have been annexed to the city. I don't want this to be annexed to the city. I don't know if that would happen. If it does, that would be terrible. But this is still, you know, our decision, our area, and I just like you to consider less houses in that area.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Okay. So, just want to say one thing real quick. Well, actually, let's just bring the applicant back and. Anybody have a question? Board, bring up anything else? No. Okay.
Are we talking about it?
So the neighborhoods directly across from this proposed neighborhood on Centennial has RE2.
Mm-hmm. Which is in the city.
It's the city.
Correct.
But still, it's less density than this. Why are you even attempting to go for the RE for even a higher density when right next door across the street has a lower density?
No, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. R2 is more dense.
More dense.
So part of one of so here's the people are talking that are in RE beneath us on Regina.
Okay.
The other side of Centennial, R2 is more dense. As the numbers go up, it gets more dense.
So the one you were comparing it was to where? On the other side of the church?
Yeah, here's the two cul-de-sacs. One of them is an 18-lot cul-de-sac, one of them is a 16-lot cul-de-sac. That again, same thing, across Centennial, abuts the RERNP. And so one of the urban specific policies, number 38, specifically talks about transitioning to larger RE. And so going from R2 to the RE lots, R1 is right in the middle of it and fits, and as staff mentioned, is an appropriate transition.
I don't know that I really have a question other than I have a half acre lot and they're trying to build little houses behind me, and I know how I feel about that. And I have to agree with my own sensibilities that say, you know, whoop, there goes the property value and the neighborhood and everything else. So I'm inclined to agree with the property owners here. That's where I'm coming from.
So anything else? Make a motion.
No,
okay. So I want to make a motion. I want to make a motion to deny NZC 22-0331 Roaring Twenties for a zone change, waiver development standards, design review. Also deny tentative map 22500100 Roaring Twenties. LLC for the tentative map for the 16 lots, and then also because we're doing that, deny VS 220332 Roaring Twenties vacating and abandonment. For that, it's not conforming with the neighborhood. We are an RE for a reason. We want to stay that way. So that's my motion.
Yes, I second.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, and just for the public, just for the public that's sitting here, everybody's come up and said how disappointed they are with what's happening in the neighborhood. Since I've been on this board, I don't think anybody's ever approved a lot less than a half acre. in the RE zone for Clark County. Outside, that's a different story, so please keep that in mind. And I've been on the board a number of years now on that. Other than that, let's continue going.
But they are pushing it.
They are. I think that's what
they are really pushing.
Understand, but we're here to stop that.
Developers can come in and believe that it's going to happen.
Well, I haven't seen any. This is the first I've seen in Clark, in RE, where they've asked to lower, I mean, to raise the density in the RE. Yes, outside that. Do you agree? Yes, that's the first time I've seen it, and I've been on this for 4 years now, three, 4 years. Okay, with that being said, general business, we have none. Any comments by the general public? Anybody want to say, to speak to anything? No. Okay, with that, our next meeting will be July 26th, and we're adjourned. Thank you all for coming out.
Well, I got whiplash on that one.
That was the plan. That was the plan for the beginning.
Shoot.
I've done it faster.
We're out of here.